The 10-day Artemis II mission will test NASA's deep space human exploration capabilities, the Space Launch System rocket, and the Orion spacecraft for the first time with astronauts.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
To ensure that the ground systems are as ready as the Artemis astronauts for launch day, teams with NASA's Exploration Ground Systems program have been hard at work. All high-speed imagery cameras on the launch pad have been tested and verified. Mobile launcher batteries are checked and rechecked. Water flow tests help ensure the sound suppression system is working as expected. SLS holds about 600,000 gallons of chilled liquid hydrogen, one of the cryogenic propellants used to power the rocket. To minimize time between launch attempts, an additional tank was built at the launch pad. The team has successfully practiced flowing the supercool liquid gas from both the old and new tanks to ensure there were no issues. Now the team is preparing for one final step to mark the completion of ground systems testing, a wet dress rehearsal once SLS and Orion are stacked and rolled out to the pad. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.